que está. Ay, qué bonito.
Fantasía de mis sueños.
¿Sufres porque quieres? Se me hace que me ando yendo a la dirección que dice la mano.
Oh, yeah, yum. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman. And I'm sitting in my car here at Herrenhaven, but now I'm getting out. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's a lovely day. It's kind of cool. It's very overcast. What is that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. It's a little bit breezy, but not too bad. And so I'm thinking that today is a really, really good day to spot some dudes, because I've been spotting dudes like you wouldn't believe. Although now I'm wondering if I didn't come out here a little bit early. Got up really early today, earlier than I ever have been getting up, but you know, it's springtime, so my sleeping pattern kind of changes. And I start getting up earlier so I can find some dudes. There's nobody here, and that's good news. That's pretty typical for a Monday. And I'm just sort of walking down the little driveway towards the Mulhall property to see if there's anything down here, because I saw a mott under this gate in the culvert the other day, but I don't see anybody now. And I don't see any turkeys out on the Mulhall's property. I'm also listening for them. I'm listening for them because I've been hearing some gobbles. I was out here last night, actually. I came out for golden hour, but it was kind of windy, so I didn't bring the equipment. And I saw all kinds of crazy stuff. And I heard turkeys. I could hear them in various places, and I was laughing because it was like, oh, the turkeys are calling me. All right, so I'm heading back around the building so we can go into the forest. And what's going to surprise us around here today? You know, the other day we walked around this corner and we found a turkey. But it doesn't look like we're going to have the same luck today. It is overcast and rain is coming. We are trying to beat the rain here today. And we're also flirting with zero battery power. So I'll make my standard statement that if suddenly the show is interrupted and we find ourselves back in the studio, it's because we went bingo battery. What was that? I heard something. I heard something in the bushes here. I think it was just a bird. Even though I got up early, I haven't drank enough tea yet, so my throat is a little weird, but who cares? We're going to do this thing. It occurs to me that I think it's like May 1st. And I know that I said that we were going to start Bun Bun Sumo around now. But I'm having too much fun going outside to find dudes. Everything that, plus, with the weather coming, with the rain, we're going to have lots of mushroom opportunities too. So we're going to have to play the Bun Bun Sumo business by ear. Once it starts raining and I can't go out, that will be a good day for starting Bun Bun Sumo. But in the meantime, we're looking for dudes. And the wind is coming up a little bit here. There's a squirrel sitting on a log. Hi, squirrely. It's cool today. Whoop. there's some kind of emergency vehicle on Maple Street. Sounds like a cop trying to pull somebody over who is reluctant to do so, but that doesn't matter because here we are at the Sub Pond. And I see something suspicious in the water over there. Is that a snapper? No, that's just a log. Where's my snappers? We saw a snapper right over here the other day. He's not here right now. Now, with the rain coming and all, I wonder if the pressure is dropping and now my dudes are hiding. The last couple of days, I've been out here at about this time and just dudes everywhere. Where's my dudes today? I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. Oh, and I can see dudes. I see a scratty. There's ducks. I see a scratty swimming underneath the boardwalk. And he's swimming kind of slow. There's ducks about here and there. There goes some teals. I don't know what those ducks are. And there's the usual geese hanging around. Those ducks over there, those are the ducks that look kind of like Canada geese, but are smaller. And I think there's such thing as a lesser Canada goose. That's what might be what those are. Let's see, where'd that scrat go? He was going around out there. Maybe we should go out there, see if we can see what he's doing. And those ducks over there, I think those are blue-winged teals. So, hooray. Is the sun trying to come out? Maybe. All right, I'm halfway down the boardwalk. Don't know where my scratty went. We're going to go out here and see if we can see him. Oh, look at that lovely duck. Hi, ducks. Hello, goosers. Yeah, there's some geese further out there. Swimming around. Where'd that scratty go? I want to take a picture of my scratty. Because I like taking pictures of muskrats. It's fun. There's some feathers in the water here. But I don't see my scrat. Is the scratty being tricky? Did he turn around and go the other way? Where is he? I don't see him. He disappeared on me, as they tend to do. Yeah, I wish today was a little bit sunnier. I hear some goose drama over here. The sunny days seem to be the industrious days for muskrats and other dudes who just want to enjoy the sunny weather. Where did that guy go? I'm sort of walking back, walking off the boardwalk, looking for those dudes. I hear some ducks quacking. Where's my scratty? All right, this is our scratty area right around here. I'm looking in the water. I'm looking in the reeds. I see some little fishies, the type that herons like to eat. Yeah, but I see no scratty dude. Yeah, why are my sinuses acting so funky today? I don't know. Oh, and here's lots of interesting little footprints on the boardwalk where little dudes who have been in the water jump out and run around and they leave little muddy footprints. And these tracks, and this is not raccoon, Snoodler, it's not Mati. These tracks, I think, are mink tracks. Because it's too big for scratty feet. Alright. So let's head into the forest a little bit more. Oh, here comes the big wind. What's going on in the sub pond here? Not much. You know, see, this is weird. You know, in the last couple of days that I've been out here, I've been finding tons of dudes. More than I can even deal with. Oh, there goes a little bunny rabbit. Hello, Mr. Bun. But today, there's a distinct lack of dudes. Did I just come out here too early? It's about 10:30 a.m. local time. And there's a goose in the billabong. A couple of geese in the billabong, but that's it. The last couple days I've been out here and I've been finding dudes. I've been out here a little bit later. 11:30 noon. And that's when I've been running into the turkeys and the snappers and all kinds of crazy stuff. But nothing happened so far today. That's okay. I think it's the weather. I think the animals know it's going to rain, and so they're taking shelter. And that's fine. I'm walking into the wall blind now to see who else is out here at the billabong. Well, we got two geese and a pair of mallards, a male and a female. That's so very nice. Now the sun is peeking out. What's that? Was that a bird? Was that a squirrel? This place is greening up pretty good. Do I hear voices? Did somebody else show up? I hope not. And as I walk around Turtle Bay, which we should be calling Frog Bay, I see lots of frogs in the water, but I don't see very many frogs on the logs, which is weird. But then again, it is cloudy, so nobody... Glurp, glurp, bloop, bleep. Well, I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but we might have had an interruption in service, but we appear to be back on track now, so I'm still walking around here in Herrenhaven, looking at the sights. The wind is picking up. I wonder if the rain is coming. I wonder if the rain is coming a little bit sooner than they said it would. I don't know. I think the temperature has dropped some, too. I'm actually a little bit kind of cold. But I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination. Oh. I'm thinking the dudes, all the dudes who live here, know that there's a storm coming, and so they must be taking shelter. And that's okay. I'm also kind of looking for mushrooms. Haven't really found much of anything other than the occasional caprinus here and there. Not real exciting, but you know, what are you gonna do? You know, in a week or 2 weeks, we're gonna have a fungal explosion. And we're gonna be finding tons of different kinds of mushrooms all over the place. And that will be good. That will be a good thing for us, because we like the fungus. It's good stuff. Good for the planet. And good for our entertainment here on Anon Radio. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and I see a goose. I see a goose out here on the boardwalk. And I see some big rings of water. What is going on over there? I don't know. Oh, yes, I do know. There's our Scratty again. Hello, Mr. Scratty. He's swimming. Oh, and he just took a dive. He dove. He said, crash dive, crash dive. So that's good. Seeing ourselves a Scratty. He's probably going to pop up right into there and do some fun stuff. That's always good. And you know what I should mention at this point? This is unrelated to anything that we do here on Dubious Goals Committee. But this is something that I found to be so fascinating that I thought I'd better tell you about it. All of the three or four people who are listening to this. Last night, I'm going to turn around and just walk back through the forest again. See what's going on, if anything. Because that Scratty, he's hiding. Last night, I watched a documentary. And I'd been meaning to see it for a while. It's running on TV. It's on a cable channel called Movieplex. And I believe this is an offshoot of the Stars Network. And Movieplex is on most regular cable systems. So check your cable system for Movieplex. And the name of this documentary, and now I can't really remember, I think it was called Searching for Sugar Man. And you gotta see this. I had been meaning to see it for like a month or two. They first started playing it some time ago, and when I read the description of it and everything, I didn't immediately think, oh, I gotta see that. But I sort of put it in my mind in that I gotta watch that when nothing else is on, you know, that category. But for the last month or so, you know, I've always got football games or I got something else that I need to watch that I'm obligated to watch, and I wasn't ever able to catch it. But last night, I watched this. And you might want to look this up online, too. Or don't. If you look it up online, there will be some spoilers. But if you go into this blindly and just watch it from beginning to end, Searching for Sugar Man, it's going to blow your mind. And it'll probably blow your mind anyway. I kind of already knew what was happening before I saw it, but still, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And the basic story is this. Back in about 1970, a man, a musician, a singer-songwriter who performed under the name Rodriguez produced a couple of albums in like 70 and 71. And these are your basic sort of singer-songwriter albums that were sort of popular at the time. And this guy was singing political and socioeconomic songs and protest songs and anti-establishment stuff. You know, the kind of the stuff that you would expect at the time, 1970. You know, right after all the hippie stuff, right? So this guy records a couple of albums, and they do not do very well. They don't sell, and even though they were, you know, like critically acclaimed, like all the people who worked on these albums, like the producers and stuff, said, oh my God, this stuff was incredible. This music was, you know, people were saying things like, oh, it blows Bob Dylan out of the water. It was that good. Okay? But, you know, for whatever reason, these albums did not take off. The guy probably didn't have any promotion whatsoever. And this guy, Rodriguez, he faded into obscurity. We're going back out to the big blind here. See what's going to happen. So this guy, Rodriguez, I don't want to say he gave up. But, you know, if you take a couple of shots, you know, and they don't pan out, you really don't have anywhere else to go in the music business. So this guy fades into obscurity, and nobody knows what happens to him. the guy just sort of, you know, disappears off the face of the planet. And so, and yeah, and like I said, you've never heard of him, right? Nobody's ever heard of this guy, Rodriguez, okay? And, you know, with a name like Rodriguez, you'd think he's playing some kind of Latin music, but no, it was your basic sort of post-60s hippie kind of, you know, anti-establishment, I don't want to say folk songs, but sort of neo-folk music kind of stuff, right? Well, anyway, it turns out that somehow, and nobody's really quite clear on how it happened, but somehow his albums made it to South Africa in about 1971, okay? And his music really resonated with the anti-apartheid movement. And so all the young white Afrikaans kids in South Africa loved this guy's music. And he got popular. So popular that he was literally bigger than Elvis Presley, bigger than the Beatles, bigger than the Rolling Stones. This guy was huge. His music was the soundtrack for the anti-apartheid movement. You know, you get all these young white kids who see how unfair the police state of apartheid is and how abusive it is to human rights, that his music just got huge, okay? And everybody had his albums. Everybody knew all of his songs and everything. But there was still this big mystery. Whatever happened to this guy? What happened to Rodriguez? Nobody knows what happened to him. There were all kinds of rumors about his death and how he died. There were rumors about he committed suicide on stage. He immolated himself. He died of a drug overdose. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody knows what happened to Rodriguez. And this guy was so huge that there were literally Rodriguez impersonators. Like how we have Elvis impersonators here in America. Yeah, in South Africa, there were Rodriguez impersonators. They would dress up like him and do his songs, and people loved this stuff. And so, eventually, back in about, I don't remember the dates, around in the late 1990s, you know, 25 years after the fact, the guy is still huge. You know, Rodriguez is still huge. Everybody loves his music. The parents who grew up with it, they played his music for their kids. And their kids all know these songs, know every single word to every song. And so a couple of guys, you know, your average sort of middle-aged guys, they decided to find out what happened to Rodriguez. You know, what was this guy's story? Because nobody knew anything about him. There's no biographical information about Rodriguez for the South African fans. Nobody knew anything about him. They didn't know how he died. They just didn't know anything. And so, these two guys, one of them's name was Seegerman, and he called himself Sugar. That was his nickname, which is taken from a Rodriguez song. These two guys got together and they decided, we gotta find out what happened to Rodriguez. And so what they decided to do was, you know, do some detective work, see if they can't figure out who the guy was, what his story was, and to find out how he died, just to get all the basic information that they could. And they ended up making this documentary about their search for the musician Rodriguez. His first name is Sixto Rodriguez. He was from Detroit and was the child of Mexican immigrants who moved to Detroit to, you know, work in the car factories and stuff. And that's all I'm going to tell you. But you need to see this documentary. I then looked it up after I watched it. It won many, many awards. It won an Academy Award for something or other. It won other awards, blah, blah, blah. And yes, you absolutely need to see the movie Searching for Sugar Man. Stream it if you have to. Look for it on TV if you have to. Rent it from a Redbox if you have to. But you absolutely have to see this movie, Searching for Sugar Man, which airs occasionally on the Movieplex channel. So, you know, check your local listings. It blew my mind. It was absolutely... I can't tell you any more about it. You know, spoilers. And so... Oh, my goodness gracious. You've got to watch it. All right, I'm sort of heading back out here of Herrenhaven. It's windy. It's cold. My hand is freezing. And we're not finding any dudes at all, which is unusual because we've been finding tons and tons of dudes lately. But yeah, it's cold. The storm is a-coming. I'm now walking out of the forest, so we don't have the wind break anymore, so I apologize for the wind noise. It's probably pretty bad. I can hear wind noise in my ears, but I want to sneak up here real quick to the bocage to see if that Mati is hiding back here. Just in case. Nope. No Mati around in here. He is probably down in his hole, hiding from the oncoming storm. As well should we. So, man, my hand is cold. It's frozen. Oh boy, so I'm heading back to my car. And once again, I will reiterate, if you've missed any of this, please, please, for my sake and yours, watch the movie Searching for Sugar Man. It is great. It's unbelievable. And you will hear some music. And I don't know if you like that kind of music or not. I'm not a big fan myself, but when I say it's great, trust me, I hate, quote, folk music, end quote. I hate the fake folk music of the 60s. Sorry about the wind. Getting back into my car here. Getting back in the car. So when I tell you that this guy can write a song, Rodriguez can write a song, you gotta believe me. You gotta take my word for it. The guy's a freaking genius. The music is a little bit depressing, though, so, you know, it's not like I can listen to much of it, but I can understand that this guy is a brilliant songwriter. So, Searching for Sugar Man, be sure to watch it. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.